You're listening to SBS News.
An HIV-positive man in Britain seems to have become the second man to be cleared of AIDS after undergoing a bone marrow transplant. The so-called London patient, who wishes to remain anonymous, has been free of the virus for a total of 34 months. In 2012, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, a cancer that develops in the lymphatic system. He underwent aggressive treatment with multiple chemotherapy drugs. Then, as a last option, he had a bone marrow transplant. He was found a donor with the CCR5 gene mutation, a mutation proven to give people a natural resistance to HIV infection. University College London professor Ravindra Gupta explains how this rare genetic mutation works.
HIV needs certain proteins to get into cells. It has to engage or interact with certain molecules on the surface of a cell. And we carry those as humans on specifically our T cells or a type of white blood cell. There are individuals in the Caucasian population mainly who completely lack functional CCR5, which is one of these proteins that HIV needs, and therefore a certain proportion of individuals are immune, as it were, to HIV infection. And therefore, if you transplant those cells into somebody who already has HIV, you may protect those new cells from infection.
The first man to be cleared of HIV was American Timothy Ray Brown. He was diagnosed with the condition in 1995. 11 years later, he was found to have leukemia or blood cancer. His immune system was wiped out with radiation and chemotherapy, then rebuilt with a bone marrow transplant. Doctors again used stem cells from someone with a specific gene mutation that provided him with a natural resistance to HIV infection. Director of the Kirby Institute at University of New South Wales, Professor Anthony Kelleher, says the cases of Mr. Brown and the London patient are different from a standard bone marrow transplantation in that they are not just matched on the tissue type of the donor and the recipient.
The donor also has a mutation that occurs rarely in the population, where they lack expression of a protein that the virus needs to get into the cell. So there are people who have this mutation who are resistant to HIV infection, and so what you need is to find one of those people who also have a matched tissue type to the recipient. And then only about 1% of the Caucasian population carry these mutations.
Professor Kelleher says a standard bone marrow transplant needs to be complemented with an antiretroviral therapy and warns there is a probability of the virus growing back if that therapy was to be stopped. Imperial College London professor Sarah Fedler is among scientists researching into finding a cure for HIV. She cautions that a bone marrow transplant is a complex process which could lead to the patient dying.
It requires an entire new set of cells to be taken into the person who's having the treatment. And that's a process where whilst those cells are embedding, you're very at risk of getting infections and potentially dying.
University College London professor Ravindra Gupta says the reason for not upscaling this treatment on healthy patients living with antiretroviral therapy is the significant amount of risk involved and very low probability of finding a matching donor. Experts say there are other limitations such as the cost and lack of availability of this type of procedure in many countries. Despite this, the joint United Nations program on HIV/AIDS is encouraged by the results. UN spokesperson Stephen Dujarric says the findings are of significant importance to bringing an end to AIDS in the future.
The breakthrough gives us great hope for the future, but also shows how far we are from the point of ending AIDS with science, as well as the absolute importance to continue to focus on HIV prevention and treatment efforts.
SBS News, Joy Joshi.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.